here's a story from The World.
Tomorrow is the official start of the long-awaited, long-debated Olympic Games in Tokyo. For first-time Olympians, the Games will be a whirlwind, made even more overwhelming by the restrictions and risk of COVID. For athletes for whom this is not their first rodeo, there's experience to lean on. That's especially true for Hungary's Ida Mohamed. At 45 years old, this is her seventh Olympic Games. Mohamed spoke with me yesterday from Tokyo, and I asked the Olympic veteran what the last year was like for her.
For myself, the whole year, it was just really difficult, as for everybody. Even myself, I went through the COVID, and I can say that the recovery was very long. For 2 months, completely we stopped. I'm saying we because a couple of my teammates was infected as well. And a couple of months, we stopped completely. And for myself, it took like 4 or 5 months at least to get back and recover.
How hard was that to come out of having had COVID and start training again?
It was very hard because I could feel like my pulse just raised, just sitting at home and barely doing anything. I could feel my heartbeat nonstop, and I had some signs that was unusual. And kind of we were just all scared what's happening, you know, if we do a little bit more training or push it harder. So myself, I came back very slowly and very carefully, of course, because I can see as I'm an experienced athlete as well, it was even more important. You know, a younger body can regenerate faster, but I was always more careful.
Well, you are now in Tokyo, just recently arrived, still in a hotel, not yet at the Olympic Village, though. What's the protocol been like so far, and what are you being told is going to happen once you get to the Olympic Village?
So right now we're staying 5-6 days in a hotel separately. And we are allowed only go to the training core. So you can imagine we spend as much time as possible in the training core. So even if we don't have to, we just go back and go for a game or just do some extra because it's in a bigger place. But most of the time we're staying just in the hotel in our room, or if we just want to have some company, just go on the corridor. And that's all. We cannot leave the level of the hotel. And tomorrow we are going to move to the village. We have to keep similar protocols, as even in the hotel, every day we are tested.
So as I said, Ida, this will be your seventh time competing in the Olympics. What do these games mean for you specifically?
Yes, this is the seventh. And I can see in Hungary, this is a record breaker. So I'm very proud. And, you know, it's always, if they wrote your name in the record book, it's always a great thing. I know my friends and family are very proud of me and happy. It means a lot to me. It's a good feeling, great feeling.
After so many trips to the Olympics, even one like this in Tokyo that is so unusual, has it ever started to feel routine?
It never feels routine. Even in my last tournament, I was the same excited as my first tournament. And I can say the same on the Olympic Games. Only one thing changed, it's that I'm more experienced. This is number one. And the second, that I'm training harder than ever, because I can say with my age, I have to keep up with the younger ones. So I even put more hours than I would put before.
Well, you make a good point. You've been doing this for a while. First time competing in the Olympics was in 1996 in Atlanta. Feels like a lifetime ago. What do you remember from those first Olympic Games that you attended?
I remember I was one of the youngest team member. Everything was so big and so bright. I remember the audience with so many people. And in fencing, usually you don't get as many visitors or spectators. I remember in the Olympic Games, it was fully packed. And that was a great thing to compete under those circumstances. Contra now in Tokyo, that will be very empty.
How do you feel about that?
I just have to keep the crowd there. I have to think that, you know, there will be people sitting around and cheering for me. But I think it makes a big difference feeling-wise. And it just, it always helps, you know, when someone is cheering for you and you can hear the people screaming and noise. And that's always a great thing.
Yeah, it's that energy that you get. I'm curious how you got into fencing in the first place, Ida. How old were you? What drew you to the sport?
I was 9 years old in the elementary school. And that time, my coach from my old club came to school and looking for kids, you know, selecting. I remember very clearly I had to make some exercise, but that time I was a really shy little girl. And I just, you know, I was so excited that I couldn't make properly the exercise. But even that time I was fast and I was good in the gymnastic lesson. And my school teacher advised me to go and start with the others. My coach always, Antal Shorty, he's been my coach since 35 years.
Right. He's been with you the whole time. What has he meant to you?
Well, he's more than a coach for sure. He was kind of like a father, I always say. He was always checking on, not only, in sport. He would tell me what to do, what not to do, but he was always paying attention to my school. So I remember those days when he would ask everybody, okay, bring your notes, from school. He would have some words if didn't have the right notes. So he would tell, okay, now you have to study harder. There's no excuse. But he was always, like a father. If I had any problem, even up to nowadays, I could tell him and I could discuss with him. And he was always a very strict man and loud. But if I had any problem, I could always go to him and share. And I remember one training that my girlfriends or my fencing mates, somebody would cry on his shoulder because of love problems. Somebody would cry because of the school problems. I was crying from some other problems. And I think that's what made him really unique.
So, 7th Olympic Games for you, first Hungarian to do this ever. How do you want to be remembered?
I just hope that people will remember me as an example for hard work, not by the numbers, but somebody that enjoyed fencing. And many times I heard that people loved my fencing style and my techniques. Just remembered as a big fighter.
Ida Mohamed is an Olympic fencer representing Hungary this year in Tokyo for her 7th, yep, that is right, her 7th Olympic Games. Ida, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you, too. And for everybody, I wish have a nice day.